We are the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Well, let's just say the 6 o'clock news will never be the same again. The days of Walter Cronkite and three network channels has long passed. Well, journalism has morphed into news, opinion, and ideological rants, all passed off as unbiased, honest news. This is Malcolm Out Loud here. So your search continues for the Out Loud truth. I get it. Well, here it won't be just the news. It'll be how we discuss the news. A drive time show you can count on weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We call it Nozzle. World news, political talk, stories that impact your health. Honor our heroes, stories that'll inspire you. What you'll hear next is the heartbeat of the people. The hottest topics, the news stories that trend. It's time, friends, for a new stream of consciousness. It's Nozzle. Netanyahu is in the White House, and that's kind of a big deal. He's here from Israel. Now, you know, Netanyahu, who is having some problems at home, you know.
Huge. He's involved with, he and his wife are targets for corruption, and the police in, I guess it would be Tel Aviv, which is the main city.
It is.
Are saying we need to prosecute him.
Yeah, what's up with the story? It seems to be he's having a fallout with the police somehow. There's a fallout and a confrontation with him and the police. He, of course, is not denying it all. What do you think's going on with the story?
Something like it's typical corruption in terms of you do something and I'll pay you for it, and I'll do something and you pay for it, quid pro quo. The usual political shuffle.
Isn't that right, like you're saying, that's called politics 101, Malcolm. I mean, come on. So they're all doing it. Well, what's interesting, you know, when I visualize him today in the White House, you know, Trump and him are talking now. He's got his ear. And I can imagine that he's telling Trump, I'm sure Trump has asked him what's going on with this deal back home. And I'm sure Netanyahu has, you know, divulged some things, I'm sure, in confidence. Now, there is talk today that I have noticed coming out of the White House that Trump may make a visit to Israel with the Jerusalem embassy to christen that as it opens and stuff, which they're on the fast track for that. What do you think about the Jerusalem embassy moving it to Jerusalem? Are you supportive of this or deny it?
Well, you know, like a lot of decisions that Trump makes, this came out of the blue. Nobody had known about it. He hadn't really conferred with anybody else about it. And he just dropped it like a bomb. That said, Guatemala just announced yesterday that they are opening. They are moving. I'm not sure if they're moving, but they are opening their embassy in Jerusalem as well.
Guatemala, yeah, I've seen that. That's correct. Yeah, Guatemala. Yeah, that's you know, it's not exactly like the England doing it or something.
You have one person, they stand alone. Second person stands up. Now you have the beginnings of a trend. So,
and you may well, but that again is they're trying to make that their city center. That's where they're operating their government. It makes sense to possibly do business there, I assume. Listen,
nobody ever stands up for anything when it comes to politics unless they're getting their hands washed.
Well,
period.
Isn't that the case? I mean, you so get it.
You don't know what kind of deal they just offered to Guatemala, because when Trump talked about shitholes, Guatemala was one of them.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's understand, too, though, a couple of things here about the Jerusalem thing, Gail. When you mentioned a moment ago, Trump just throws it out there. But I got to tell you, the United States has been talking about this for a long time, years and years, far way before Trump was ever here, Gail. A lot of presidents have promised to do this.
Why do you think they didn't do it? If they've been talking about this for years and years, why?
Because it's confrontational. It's confrontational. And because you've got this whole thing, but you know full well, Gail, come on. They've been talking about the Mideast peace thing since Christ was a child, and certainly far longer before you and I. I mean, so this has been an ongoing thing. They can only agree to disagree out there. You understand? You know? I mean, you know that.
Yeah, but the thing that bothers me is I accept that this is an ongoing thing. This is like 5,000 years old.
Right, you exactly. Know?
I mean, Ireland and England have nothing on this, what's going on there.
Exactly.
It's not easy. God bless him. One of the things about Trump is he loves to stir the pot.
Well, anything that is, nothing's ever easy, Gail. And let me say this to you, please.
And I think you would agree, and I'm not saying this is or isn't. We'll see where this falls. I don't have a magic ball on the embassy in Jerusalem business, but I'll say this. If you look at our history, you look at our country, you look at where we're at right now, Gail, nothing has ever been easy in our country. And anything worthwhile has been worth fighting for, and you put out there. One other thing about Trump I want to say to you. Politicians lie like hell through campaign mode, Gail. They lie, lie, lie. And they never fulfill a damn promise. So when you said Trump throws a lot of things out there, Trump does throw some things out there, no question. But one thing you have to admit, I mean, he's a very confrontational president, which has a lot of people on edge, there's no doubt.
He's
but,
a confrontational but, person, yes.
But a lot of the things, absolutely. But a lot of the things that, and you're right with that. Hold on. There are a lot of times I wish he would have backed off a little bit. Let me just say this right out for you. And a lot of people know this. I don't, listen. A lot of this confrontation, a lot of the Twitter stuff, the Twitter storms, I just think we could do without some of that. I really do. But he seems to use that as some sort of a device. I think it's sort of a distraction game, Gail. I think it's the shell game. As he's doing certain things with policies and things, he's a strategist. You know, some of the military people told me a year ago, Gail, that Trump plays three-level chess while most people play one-level chess. And quite frankly, that's kind of what the man does. He's always strategizing ahead. But the point I was making is this. Let me say this. A lot of this stuff, you know, when the guy was on the campaign mode, he was all in those crazy campaigns, you know, when he was out there in the rally stuff, as you say. And he threw a lot of these things out there, Gail. Hot blood for his followers.
Yeah.
Red meat, you call it. Yeah, yeah. Hot blood, red meat, you know.
Same thing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but yeah. Everybody liked it a lot. But you know, the thing is, Trump is the guy, though, Gail. The difference with him is he actually follows through on this stuff. So where politics is really weird, and you have to agree with me, Republicans and Democrats alike, hardly any politician follows through with a damn thing. They promise the moon, and they don't even give you, 10,000 feet. I mean, Trump, on the other hand, threw all this crazy stuff out there during the campaign. And by including the tariffs, which is in the news again today, we want to talk about as well. But and look what he's doing. He's implementing a lot of this stuff he's talked about through the campaign. So he's a bit of an odd fellow, Gail. Really odd. No?
Well, if you legislate by executive order, I would agree with you 100%.
Well, let's be clear. They've been doing that out of Washington. Barack Obama made a career of that. And George Bush had some, but not as many. Barack had a lot. But you're right.
Let me finish. Let me just finish. When you legislate by executive order, look, sometimes you have to get things done.
Exactly.
And I get that. I totally get that. I mean, but like you say, Bush did it, Clinton did it, Obama did it. And of course, it's there. You might as well use it.
There are certain things they can do.
But let's look at legislation.
Okay.
Let's look at legislation. Only two things have been signed. Only two laws have been signed.
Well, the tax plan is the big one, clearly.
The tax plan one, and number two, the Senate and the House voted that he implement the sanctions that were established by the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he has not done that, and he has not followed through. So,
well, you got three branches of government again, love.
He has agreed with you. Yes, well, he did, because they're done with the executive order. But he's only two pieces of legislation have been pushed through, and only one of them is being acted on.
You know, another thing to remember, Gail, is this. He still doesn't even have all his appointees approved because the Senate has dribbled this through. He still doesn't have his whole team. So as far as however you're governing, he doesn't even have his own team because they stink.
The thing is,
yeah.
The legislation goes through Congress.
Right.
The Congress was able to bipartisanly pass the implementation of the sanctions. So there's two things that he's done, two things that he's managed.
You're talking about sanctions against Russia? Is that what you're talking about?
They implement. They're already in there.
Well, Russia's not happy, the fact with these sanctions. Clearly. We're going to talk about Russia today as well, very clearly.
Yeah, he refuses to implement that.
Yeah.
People ought to know that. He is dragging his feet. He had a deadline from the time it was passed till it had to be implemented, and he completely didn't say anything.
All right. Let's turn the tide a little bit on a couple of these. We'll come back to all these stories. You're here with me for the hour, so let's have some fun. But listen, a lot of the trending stuff this afternoon I want to talk about now, including Russia. I want to talk about, so guess what? This is kind of really hysterical here. So Russia came out today.
Yes. What?
But Russia came out today, and they're accusing the United States of election meddling.
In their elections?
This in their election today. This is news. This is trending this afternoon. So they've accused the United States of election meddling, as their minister claims Washington is trying to sow the chaos to bring down Vladimir Putin. Now his election is coming up here. They said they have proof that Washington has tried to interfere in the country's upcoming presidential election, very much so. And their deputy foreign minister told a leading Russian news agency the United States is trying to destabilize his country ahead of this month's vote, but Vladimir Putin's loyal sidekick did not offer any kind of evidence to back up the shocking accusation, and Reuters is reporting that, and many others are as well now. So that is quite fascinating to me. So it looks like we're tit for tat there, huh, Gail, in election interference?
You know, I think that Vladimir Putin is a very smart KGB.
He is definitely that.
Very smart man. He's a very smart president. I think he's taking a play out of Trump's.
He's playing three-level chess as well, love, as they all are. Well,
when he confronted with evidence, you know, he probably won't mention it again. He just threw it out there.
I don't know.
You know, it's like it used to be in the record business in the 80s. They would sign all these bands. They would sign all of these bands. And basically what they would do, it'd be like a pot of spaghetti. They would throw it against the wall.
That's what they do in Washington, hon. Yeah. They need you and I to clean all that up, Gail. Come on. Yeah. You and I could get up there and clean that up in a hot second, man, you know?
That's right.
But
they have a huge investment in keeping this status quo, as you very well know. You know, let's just keep things how they are, because this chaos, we know how to work.
Well,
chaos.
Chaos is the word of the day. I mean, for all intended purposes, it's everywhere, exactly. So, listen, a couple other things before we get into the other big stories here. I just want to touch on, of course, the Oscars were last night, and I do want to talk to you about that. I know you have a real affinity for that because of who you are. And I'll tell you what, before we pause right now, let's have you take, take a moment and tell all of our friends here on the network who you are, who Gail is, please.
Well, my name is Gail Murphy. I am the celebritizer, and I'll tell you what that's about in just a second. But I'm located in Los Angeles, California, specifically in Hollywood. I am a Hollywood correspondent. I'm a general assignment reporter as well, but I worked for ABC News for 20 years. And in the last 15 years, I am a contributor for BBC News and Sky News, so I'm live and nationwide, honey. I specialize in covering entertainment scandals, cliffhangers.
Baby, she's been busy.
You know, who's stabbing who in the back.
She's awards, been busy.
That kind of stuff. But I was trained in the ABC newsroom in New York. Right. Here in
Well,
Los
Gail,
Angeles.
It's awesome.
News. Yeah.
Awesome to have you here. Okay, friends, more Nozzle in a minute. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutLoud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Okay, well, we're back here, friends, and Gail forgot to tell you she's an award-winning journalist. And Gail, I know that about you. Of course you won awards. I mean, you're brilliant at what you do. Why wouldn't you have won some awards? Come on. So we're back from the break here, Gail, and let's get into some of this.
Make me blush.
Well, I don't know about that. Listen, it's so good to have you here. We haven't talked in a while. It's great. I love this new format of Nozzle. So great to have you on Nozzle today, love. You bring a unique perspective because you do come from Hollywood. You're a very common sense gal. You get it. And you look at things a little differently. And so this ought to be a fun hour for folks to get a sense of the news, whereas you have the heartbeat also. It was a perfect day to have you since the Oscars were just with us, Gail. And I want to go there in just a little bit and talk about the Oscars. But let me before we get to the Oscars, because we're going to have some fun there, I can assure you of that. And I want to get to Russia and all, but I want to talk to you also I want to tell folks about this other story this afternoon with Christopher Steele. Now, Christopher Steele, of course, is the British agent, as you know already, Gail. He's at the center of a lot of this shitstorm, as we call it here. It seems like he was hired by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC, and he was hired by Superman and Ginger Rogers and everybody else on the planet to go get some evidence and create this fake dossier against the candidate Trump at the time, you know? Of course, as we know the story by now, we all know it. The Pfizer thing was given based on that merit, and it's a mess, obviously. Then, of course, you got this committee of, they call it special intelligence, Gail. I call it no intelligence, but it's the committee of Devin Nunes and Adam Schiff. And, of course, you have this tit-for-tat thing going on. But here's the big story this afternoon on Christopher Steele. Now, again, he's the writer of the dossier. So it's been confirmed now. Get a load of this, kids. Been confirmed. He is the same source they are reporting that wrote that one article that got this whole dossier, to got the Pfizer warrants, to be able to get the Pfizer warrants for everything that was phony and put forth. He is the, it's been confirmed now, because we didn't have confirmation on the scale prior to now, that he's the same source that wrote that article for Yahoo News that went to the Pfizer courts, which, of course, are very secretive, Gail. That just came out today as well, so that's trending this afternoon. So that's two pieces of evidence that have come together to prove the anti-Trump dossier now, that writer Christopher Steele was the source, this fake British agent that has made a ton of money. He's made a boatload of money. He also has created the Yahoo News story as well as this to create this whole thing against Trump. Can you see how ridiculous this thing is, Gail? I mean, do you understand what I just said? That this is how they got the Pfizer warrants and they created this whole scandal? I mean, do you see how bad this is?
I have a couple of things.
Please, let's hear them.
Steele was originally contacted by a Republican donor to get some dirt.
That's correct.
On Trump.
Yep,
so, but you didn't say that. Your first...
That's old news, Gail. That's old news. That doesn't mean anything. But, you know, Superman was contacted by, you know, the Batman people, too, but it never happened, you know?
Malcolm, you're talking to a journalist. If you're setting up a timeline, you have to start at the actual ground zero.
Okay.
I love you to death, but I'm real nitty-picky about this kind of stuff.
I felt the whip right along my backside, the whip of Gail. Like, oh, Gail, I felt that. Go ahead.
Okay. So... So I have a little problem with that because it puts a shadow on what you're saying. Okay. And I'm agreeing with what you're saying. Sure. The Yahoo News thing, I believe, actually was an interview. I'm not aware that it's an article. I believe it was an interview.
No, it's an article, love.
That was actually on the air. And it was, I can't think of his name, but he is the, oh my God, what a fantastic Pulitzer Prize winning. I hope he ever gets it. Michael, I can't remember his last name.
Oh dear, yeah.
But he's the head honcho and the big banana over at Yahoo for this kind of hard news. That I don't know. I would have to know who confirmed that before I can actually even speak on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's on several sources. Just look it up. But I hear you.
And what are the confirmations? Because this is important.
It is important. But you just type it into your browser as we're talking here. You'll get more confirmation moment. Christopher Steele, Yahoo News. It's on multiple agencies now. It's become pretty well known. But let's move forward because it's just a fact. It's just news. It's just stuff
Michael
that's coming out.
Michael Isikoff is his name.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. Okay. All right. Well, so this whole thing, the Yahoo source was a news story. It wasn't an interview to my knowledge. It was an actual news story. It was a fake news story that Christopher Steele wrote to be able to get in front of a Pfizer court to sort of try to get a snowball. It's like a snowball because, you know, he had a snowball's chance in hell of doing this. So he figured he'd create a snowball to see if he could get some momentum. Anyways, long story short, Christopher Steele, there are a lot of people who would like to talk to him. By the way, as a journalist, if you have inroads to him, I'd love to interview him in America Out Loud. Boy, that would be worth a ton. You talk about some quick exposure.
That's my Pulitzer Prize.
That'd be my Pulitzer Prize. Well, get us a joint interview, then. I'll do it with you there, Gail. But I'd love to do that one, I'll tell you. Boy, everybody's after him, I'm sure, these days. Pretty fascinated. All right, the whole, you had another story, Gail, coming on here. There was another breaking story you were looking at. I couldn't find it. It's funny because I surf all the channels, I surf all the trend, and I look at everything. I look at absolutely everything. And I couldn't find it. The conservative outlets were not reporting it, but the liberal outlets were. What's the breaking story we were talking about when we started here just moments ago?
Oh, it's Sam Nunberg, who was part of
Trump.
the early Trump campaign. Roger Stone is his mentor.
Right.
He is one of, I believe it's 10 people today who were given subpoenas
Subpoenas, yeah.
or emails, messages, phone calls to submit to the grand jury. And
Right.
he called up MSNBC and spoke to Katie Turr and said, "I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, he said he's not going to do it. In fact, it's trended on Twitter right now,
I'm not going to
as well,
take the
Gail.
time it takes to do all to pull out all of these emails. I'm not going to do it." And
Yeah.
she said to him, "Do you
Right.
want to go to jail?"
What do you think's behind this? Talk to me.
She also said to him, "Has anybody contacted you today, yesterday, in the last 28, the last 38 hours, asking you about this, that you have changed your mind?" Because apparently she had talked to him previously. And he, from what Michael Nunberg said, was he's not a big Trump fan. And it was Carter Page, I believe he said, that got him fired off of the campaign.
Right.
But
Well, I don't
one
think Carter Page did. Carter Page was pretty low level. He was a
he had,
volunteer.
if he had talked to Steve Bannon.
Maybe.
Well, first of all, she asked him about what it was like when Mueller interviewed him, and she asked him if if he got the feeling during the interview that Trump had done something. And he
Okay.
said, yes, he had. Yes, he did get that feeling. He didn't know what it was. He didn't know
Who
if
said that, Gail?
Sam Nunberg. He said, yes, he got the
Well, I
feeling.
never heard that. So you're saying that, and so maybe that's why he doesn't want to testify, you think?
This has only broke like 10 minutes ago. So
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's trending all over the place. Yeah, I see it.
Steve Bannon,
All right.
and he had told Steve Bannon that he felt that he had done something. He didn't know what it was, but
That
that he
Trump did something.
that Trump had done something.
What do you think Trump did, Gail? Do you have any idea? What do you think
Gosh,
he did?
I don't know. You know,
Yeah.
he's a guy who has been gone into bankruptcy six times. So, I mean, you go into bankruptcy one time and you can't get money. So he went to Russia and he went to the Ukraine to get money before to support his businesses. So he had relationships through the Bank of Cyprus and also Deutsche Bank, and then, with oligarchs where he would sell them real estate, and in exchange he would be able to borrow money. I get it. I mean, he's a scrapper. He does what he wants to do. He says he loves debt. He feels no shame or failure or anything about six bankruptcies and what happened in Atlantic City or anything like that. He's a scrapper and a fighter and a, what did they say, a counterpuncher.
Yeah. Well, actually, the numbers I see, I think he filed four times for bankruptcy. I never heard of six, but anyways, it's a lot, whatever it is. All right, so let's talk about the Sam Nunberg. So this is the former Trump aide. He's been called before the grand jury. He says he will refuse to go, and he goes further and he says this, guys. He says that he has better things to do. He says than to sit 40 hours going over emails. He says, "I have a life." This is the former aide to the Trump campaign. Obviously, Mueller is digging and digging, but this is what special counsels do.
This is what grand juries do.
Yeah, well, especially he's got two grand juries in his pocket, but this is what the special counsel does. I mean, the special counsel is using the grand juries to do to again. Special counsels, they not only have blank checks, but they have blank power. They're like Cinderella at the ball. I mean, they can do what they want to do, glass slippers and all, and they just make it happen, Gail. They just because they have unlimited power and money. I mean, you go where you want to go, they do what they want to do. So he's digging. The problem with these counsels, you never know where they go, where they that's how they ended up getting to Monica Lewinsky in the blue dress and all that back then with Clinton.
That's true. That's
Yeah. It wasn't even where it started, man.
And you
But
know who broke that story
what? You?
about the blue dress?
Who? You?
The National Enquirer.
The National Enquirer. Yeah, I think I remember that, actually.
Yeah.
It's funny how they every so often they are credible, aren't they now? You know?
So it came out in the National
Yeah,
Enquirer
funny.
Monday, and it was front page on the New York Times the very next day.
Isn't that wild? You don't see that a lot, Gail, but it is interesting. That's why I should never poo-poo in the National Enquirer. Sometimes they get it right. But the special counsel thing, it is interesting how these things operate in our country. It's sad, Gail, almost that we're at each other's throats so badly in this country. These two political parties are such arch enemies that all
Well,
we do is
there's
beat the
so
hell out
much
of each other, huh?
because there's so much money on the table. That's
So much
why.
money on the table. It's
That's
all money
why.
and power, isn't it?
It's all about money and power.
I
It's all
know.
about money and
I know.
power. That's it.
And who gets
Period.
hurt is the rest of us, you know? Who gets hurt is the
That's
rest of
right.
us. So,
That's right.
yeah.
That's right. Who gets hurt
Yeah.
is the rest of us. And but then also,
Right.
the fact that democracy is a funny thing.
It is,
It
hun.
doesn't work unless you work it. It's like sobriety.
Amen.
If you don't work it, it doesn't work. And if you're not willing to pull up your big boy panties or your big girl panties
Right.
and get your frickin' hands filthy and wreck your manicure and
Right.
do all that
It's
other
a
stuff
tough line of work. It's a tough line of work. I don't think, Gail, I could do politics in that way. Now, let me level with everybody, Gail. And I think you might know this about me, but I'm not positive, Gail. But I'll tell everybody else. I thought about running for political office, Gail. I really did give it some consideration because I wanted to make some change. I wanted to get the country back on. I'm one of these patriots who want to fix things, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, Gail, because well, there were two roads in front of me. Either I run for political office, or the other is I use PR, being a marketing PR guy, which I did for a lot of years in corporate boardrooms, as you know. The
Yes.
other thing is use the media as a tool. Well, then we became an alternative news media source. America Out Loud became its phenomenon that it is, but that's the path I took. You think I should have ran for political office, Gail? Did I make a mistake? Should I have run or no? Or did I make the right decision?
Well, I can only talk from my own personal
Yeah.
experience. I am in local politics here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
I sit on the board of the Plum Committee, the board and the outreach committee of the Los Central Hollywood Neighborhood Council, which is a series of 97 councils throughout the city. And we are under the auspices of City Hall.
Right.
So we have a direct line to the mayor and
So you do
in
both. You're in politics, local politics, you're in the entertainment
Yeah,
circles,
well,
the news. You're
AT&T wanted to put 12 cell towers less than 100 feet from my house, less than 100
And
feet
you
from my
fought it like hell, I bet.
I bought, well, I went twice.
You
We
I
went
would definitely not want listen, I would definitely not want to cross you, I'll tell you.
Well,
That's
I
why
talked
you're my friend and ally, and not the other, because that's you would just. Let me say, if I was going to meet you in a dark alley, I would have to be careful, Gail, because you would want to. You'd want to hurt me. I know you would.
I'm a wuss. I'm
All
a
right,
wuss.
you're a wuss.
Trust me.
Okay.
No.
So,
We fought them like hell in City
answer my
Hall.
question. I asked you a question 3 minutes ago. You still didn't answer. Should I?
No.
Did I miss my calling? Should I have run for higher political office, or did I
Yeah.
make the right call, Gail?
You, based on your personality, know you should not have.
Okay, thank you. Thank
Because
you.
you know why?
Thank
You're
you.
still too much of a dreamer.
All right, God love you. Well, there's some truth to that. I'm not going to discard
You
what
are.
you
You're
say.
still too much of a dreamer. You get your heart broken way too
I
fast.
do,
But
honey. I
that's
have
the
a heart. I have a heart. I don't like disloyalty. I don't like injustices, and I don't want to be paid off. So I'm principled. You understand?
You bring your heart to the party,
Right,
and it has no business
Yeah, you're
being at
right. You're
the
right. All right, fair
So
enough.
you're a big mush.
I do have a heart. You're exactly right. So, all right, so I made the right call. I'm now in this business, so here we are. All right. Let's talk. I want to bring forward now. We got the story. We're talking about Sam Nunberg. We get what's going on with him. Everybody has that. He's not going to testify. He says he's got a life. I'm just looking at the tweets. It's a twit storm. It's a Twitter
If
storm right now, or a shit
let
storm,
me tell
whatever
you
you want to
something.
call
If
it.
he doesn't do the work, he'll have to do the time.
Well,
How
that's
do
going to be the
you expect
question here. What
his time?
happens here and why he doesn't want to do it? You know, it is very annoying, again, when you're in these political campaigns and then you're held to be account.
He's going on TV. He's making a whack-a-doodle out of
Let me read a
himself.
few tweets to folks, Gail, just for the hell of it here. One guy says,
I'm telling you.
Dylan Haynes says, Sam Nunberg and Carter Page would probably be the worst poker players in the world. I love it. New FISA warrant this afternoon, Sam Nunberg. All right. Sam Nunberg, thank you. It's a lot of interesting tweets here. Sam Nunberg, this is an absolute joke to anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign, was colluding with the Russians, and that he believes the special counsel suspects something about President Trump. So they're in denial, obviously. Then there's a Sam Nunberg, there's an interview he did His refusing to comply.
Yes.
So you think there might be something more here, or do you think he just doesn't want to get his hands dirty? What's your guess?
You know what? It's lying is a very hot topic right now, especially in politics. And I don't know that much about Sam Nunberg, so I don't know if he has a history of being a big fat liar.
Someone else said, Sam Nunberg, you are the weakest link. The Trump tantic finally hit the iceberg that is Sam Nunberg. Oh, boy, they're having a ball with this.
To say, do you tell the IRS I'm not going to pay my taxes because I don't want to take the 40 hours it takes to figure it out? Shut up!
Well, they're too busy going after conservatives. They don't have time, the IRS. They're as corrupt as the FBI is. All these agencies are corrupt, Gail Murphy. Listen,
there is the possibility that my beloved country, the United States of America, was attacked. I would do anything to have those people brought to justice. I got my credit card hacked.
That's right.
And all I wanted
all
to
did.
Do was to see those people go to prison. They need to be in prison.
All right, we know that. We'll see what's going to happen with that. Let's move on. We got so much to talk about. And I want to get to these Oscars still, because that's a front row seat you have. But hold on, before we go to the Oscars, because there's a lot there. So I just want to circle one time back around this Russia thing here. So with the United States possibly meddling in their election. And now Russia, by the way, Gail, they cast their votes on March 18th. Do you think there's any chance Vladimir Putin will lose that election?
No, I don't. And I think if there's any meddling, it's fake news. They are actually, setting up a bunch of decoys, if they're looking for something, and I'd like to see the evidence. We can't even get our shit together long enough to do something to protect ourselves to 2018. Well, is giving entirely too much credit.
They're saying here Moscow has evidence the United States has been trying to interfere in the ballot, which could see Putin return to power.
I got two words for him. Bring it.
Okay, which could see Putin return to power for his historic fourth term. This will be his fourth term.
They're doing it to themselves. He'll wind up winning by 10. They'll make it a cliffhanger, and they'll go, oh, thank you, God.
And here's another thing. You know those 13 people that Special Counsel Mueller wants extradited, that he charged there? Putin came on the record and said, we do not extradite our people to the United States, he said. That's not going to happen. He said, never, never. This is Vladimir Putin says this now.
He knew that. Mueller knew that on that Friday afternoon when he dumped that news, that Friday news dump day. He knew that, but he did it to send a message.
Yeah, the Russian leader, he also boasted today that Russia thwarted more than 400 foreign spies last year. So whatever he thwarted them. So we don't know what the hell he did with the thought, but that's what.
So what did he use, a saber? What thwarted? What does he mean by
exactly? He didn't say. Well, that's all. That's his official quote.
A light saber.
All right. So tell me about the Oscars. The audience is a lot to talk about it. First of all, are you happy with the program with the evening? Did it go well?
Well, I thought the show was kind of boring. But that's, and their ratings,
are way down.
Oscar was 90 years old. They were calling it a night of positivity. Kimmel came out and said the pushback in Hollywood is long overdue. And if we're successful, with this movement, women will only have to deal with any kind of harassment in every other part of their lives, which is, the two funny jokes. Of the night were
which ones? What are they?
He was talking about documentaries. So when talking about documentaries, Kimmel said, "Where there is darkness, there is always hope, but not in the White House. Hope quit last week."
I seen that. That was funny.
And then he says, "We don't make pictures like Call Me by Your Name to make money. We make them to upset Mike Pence."
Oh yeah, I seen it. I seen so the jokes and stuff. Well, there is a lot to it. Listen, we got to interest him. We're going to pause here. More Nozzle in just a minute.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. there haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
So this is Kimmel's return, and I wonder how you think he really did overall. I mean, he's no Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal was, I mean, he's like, he's so coveted. Everybody loves Billy Crystal.
Yeah, thank you. I totally agree with
you. I love Billy Crystal, man. He's like killer awesome. And he's such a pro. He's such a pro. He knows where to...
70, he's not going to do it. Yeah.
He's how old?
He's over 70. He's
I know. He's getting up there. I hate to see him get any older, Gail. Damn it.
No.
We all get older, don't we, love?
The only constant in the universe.
I know. So listen to this.
You go running to it or you get dragged from it.
That's it. So his numbers, the numbers for the Oscars, the Oscars host received an 18.9 rated in Nielsen's overnight numbers, down 15.6%, easy, they said. And the numbers have been decimated. This was down from 22.4 rated before. That was down the previous year for 4.3. So this is the biggest drop in some years, and it keeps dropping year after year. And this year, it even dropped to a newer low. So now they're not attracting everybody. Why do you think they're not attracting everybody to the Oscars dance?
Because none of these films are what you call blockbusters. There's no Star Wars in there. There's no action heroes. There's no... car crashes, no explosions.
There was a Star Wars. There was a Star Wars this past year.
No, for Best Picture?
Oh,
I see. Yeah, I mean, they get technical.
Well, they didn't nominate it, I guess.
Let me look.
What about the year before? This has been declining now for multiple years. I mean, has there been no blockbusters over the last few years?
Yeah, you know how come they declined last year also? Because can you name one winner? No,
I can't.
Okay. So we have films like Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, Shape of Water, all talking movies.
Right.
Talk.
I don't even know them.
Boy Meets Girl, Girl Meets Boy, or they're all very personal.
Dunkirk was really good.
The majority of the films were independent films. Interestingly enough, on Saturday, the day before the Oscars, they have what's called the Independent Spirit Awards, and several of the films that were nominated for Best Picture actually showed up in the Independent Spirit Awards, which almost never happens because you have the studio pictures at the Oscars and you have the indie films at the Spirit Awards, which means they're less than $20 million to make.
Right.
And so you have movies like Lady Bird, Get Out, The Post, which probably, I'm not sure about The Post, but maybe The Post too, because they had no special effects. And typically that's what's going to bring it up.
Gail, did you see Dunkirk? Did you see that film?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Because I can't see everything.
Right. It's a really good film. It's the one I've seen.
You know.
I haven't seen a lot of them, though.
The guy who directed that, Christopher, I can't think of his last name, he directed Batman.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan, yeah.
He was Batman, that's right. Yeah, he directed that, yeah. He's done some good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
He's getting popular.
What I didn't appreciate was, and I thought the movie Lady Bird was great. It got completely snubbed altogether.
Yeah.
And
I haven't seen it. Is it worth seeing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And also Three Billboards, you should see. You'll like that.
Really? Cool. All right. What's that about? What's Three Billboards about?
Well, it's about a woman in Missouri. Her daughter is raped and killed, the sheriff of the town is Woody Harrelson, and she doesn't feel that he's done enough, so she rents out these three billboards and says, so, what's up?
Oh, yes. Yes. Wasn't that a true story?
No, not that I think. It's an adapted screenplay.
Because I've seen people do that, rent out the billboards, and I remember some sort of a true story recently.
It's original screenplay. Okay. I don't think it's based on a book.
Okay.
But it's called technically Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah, I remember it now. I have to see that one. That's called
and
Three Billboards.
Frances McDormand won for Best Actress, and let's see, and Sam Rockwell won for Best Supporting Actor.
So what was the best film again? One more time.
The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water.
Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, yeah.
And what did you think of that film?
He is the third or fourth director in the last 5 years that's Mexican that won Best Picture.
Yeah, they're not discriminating, at least, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
We need diversity in this stuff. So
it's a fantasy.
Best guy should win.
It's a fantasy movie. She is a mute. She works as a cleaning lady in this top secret place, and they have just discovered this fish man. From the Amazon, and she falls in love with him and becomes who she was intended to be.
Wow. Yeah. Well, listen, I want to read a quote from Dolly Parton in a moment. We're talking about the Oscars here. And I also want to talk to you about Ryan Seacrest in relation to the Oscars as well. I don't want to lose sight of those. But let me talk about Dolly first. You know, I have a different theory on why the audience is off, and I think you might agree with me, although you didn't say this when I asked you why it's off so much. It's because Hollywood has isolated, and they've divided the country, is what's happened, Gail. Their opinions, they keep putting out there, and half of the country doesn't want to hear their opinions and how much they hate the president or the people there that they voted for. They just got tired of it, and they've shut it off. Let me tell you Dolly Parton's quote here. And you and I have talked about this before. I find it, people are finding it very offensive, and they have shut it. Just like this, what's her name? What's the girl who's not going to do any movies for the next year? She's going to help with politics or the homeless or something. What's her name? The lady who just announced that. The actress, the famous actress who was in the movies there. It'll come to me in a minute. You know who I'm talking about. She's been all over the news. What's her name?
It's
all over the news the last few days. We'll talk about it in a minute here. It'll come to me. But let me read you Dolly Parton. So they have these pins. The celebrities were wearing these pins about
me
guns.
Too. Time's up.
About guns, right?
Oh, I didn't.
Pins about
that.
Guns. They're orange pins. Everybody was wearing those, yeah. And that's what the celebrities were doing. But of course, now they had a record amount of heavy armed security. They say over 500 people in heavy armed security around this place. So isn't it ironic, Gail, that the fact that they're talking about guns and they don't want them, yet they've hired, like they say, 500 people with guns to protect themselves at the Oscars? Isn't that kind of rich?
No,
why?
But let me tell you, they're
why?
Sharpshooters. They're sharpshooters. They're all on the roof.
Yeah.
They have the streets are closed off in five blocks in each direction.
Right.
Number one, you're talking about professional crime stoppers.
Yeah.
You're talking about police departments. You're talking about the county sheriffs, the city of West Hollywood sheriffs.
I mean,
you're talking about people that
but that's
are.
That's my point, Gail.
Protect and serve.
Gail, my point is they're all there with guns.
The people that are against guns are 18-year-old boys with machine guns that
but
break into
Gail, they don't want the rest of us to have a Second Amendment. But that's not fair, is it? But they want to protect themselves. Well, we can't afford to hire 500 people to protect ourselves.
I think you're taking two different topics and making it into one. Everybody wants common sense security.
Yeah.
Everyone wants common sense security.
Right.
By the same token, people don't want people who are mentally ill or under a certain age to have guns.
I totally agree with that. Totally
now,
agree with that.
If you look at the situation in Florida, he never should have had a gun. He never should have had a
totally
gun.
Oh, totally agree. I've covered that extensively. I'm totally with you. Totally with you.
Basically, you have to take all that stuff and move it over to the other side of the stage and just focus on exactly what it is. Otherwise, you're going to wind up walking away talking to yourself because you're going to have the whole thing muddy in your head. This is like a surgical strike here. This is not painting everything with a huge brush.
Well, my point is that many of us... Okay, your point is taken.
I'm not getting people that have guns. Okay. I am against people who have guns that shouldn't have access.
All right, so we totally agree. Totally agree. I'm not, right, so you support the Second Amendment as well as I do because it's our God-given right?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
you're
perfect.
Right, honey.
We have been all over this thing. So you and I are in total unison then that we believe that there should be absolute serious background checks that needs to be tightened up for everybody. And if you have some screws loose, you're not entitled to a gun. You agree with that, Gail?
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely. We're all over it. And America Out Loud absolutely believes that. Everybody on our platform believes that. Police lieutenants, sheriffs, we all believe it.
I would like to digress for just a second.
Sure.
Seconds.
Okay, digress.
Trump signed a executive order back in February or March, I think, that specifically gave permission and rights to the most mentally ill amongst us to have access to guns.
What do you mean? He did what? I'm not understanding.
We had this conversation on the air once before. I told you to look it up because you didn't believe me.
Okay, there's the second whiplash in my back. Now, go ahead. I didn't look that up. So what am I looking up?
You didn't look that up. Trump gives access to guns to the most mentally ill amongst us.
When did he do this?
Either in February or March.
Why would he do that? I don't understand.
Well, exactly.
So how did he give access to them, love? How did he give access to them, the guns?
Executive order. That's the only way he
So he it literally says if you're mentally got mental problems, you can have a gun?
No, it literally says the most mentally ill amongst us.
I don't know. I'd have to see all of that, love. And so I don't know.
You know what? I'll do you a favor, friend.
Yeah.
Send it to you.
Send it to me because I'd like to talk. You never send it to me, but send it to me. I'd like to discuss that in a future broadcast with you for sure. And I'd like to tell our audience if that really happened. The bottom line is we are totally in unison here as far as background checks. We believe people need to be serious. Guns need to be in the hands of safe people only, not people with screws loose that are out on the streets. Next of all, the authorities really botched that job in Parkwood. That was so botched, Gail, it wasn't funny. That should have never happened. And all of our people, our experts on our platform have reported on that. And it should have never happened. So that's about as sad as it can be. All right. Listen, I want to finish Dolly Parton's quote. I never said it. Let me read this to you. So I was telling you about the pins and the celebrities and the heavy arms security. Okay, so we got that in. Now, I want to talk to you about, so she's in an interview, and you know Dolly Parton is so graceful. I mean, this lady has grace beyond grace.
I've interviewed her several times.
She's God, I would love to be in that interview with you. I just adore her. She's amazing. I think we all can admit to that. But listen to why she attracts both conservatives and liberals. Guess why? Here's what she says. She's put on the spot, as media heads love to do, because you know media heads and journalists, all they want to do is stir the pot and create a bunch of shit. I mean, that's what they do. Well, she says she was asked about her opinions about politics and Trump and everything else. And she says, I learned a long time ago, shut your mouth and leave opinions to myself. I'm not in politics. I'm an entertainer. Now, that's one classy gal, my friend.
Yes, but she's also 72 and she comes.
She said that forever. She's never put her nose into it.
She comes from a generation where you didn't talk about those things.
Well, it's not generational as much as it's stupidity, Gail. It's stupidity. My point to you, my dear love, is this.
Social media where people take pictures of their boobies and post them online.
All right. Here is my point.
Their boobies and the boys and post them online.
Here's my point.
I don't like it. I'm just saying that's the world we live in. I found the article for you.
Let me tell you the world that half the country lives in. Let me give that to you, please, my dear. It's this. They go to entertainment. They go to movies to be entertained. They do these kinds of things because they're looking to escape from all the nonsense. The last thing they want to do is to be criticized, critiqued, and chastised from entertainers who think they're political pundits now. And I'll tell you right now, I predicted this last year to you. I predicted it before then, and I'll predict it again here. I think that Hollywood is going to continue to be decimated in their box office, and box office receipts are way down for Hollywood. And I believe you're going to find these award shows are eventually going to go away. They're not going to be anymore, or they're going to be on remote channels because you're not going to be able to survive with less than half the country. And you've polarized it. These people are so stupid. The fact that they've polarized the entire conversation, Gail. It is the dumbest business move they've ever done, and it's sad. Like, there are so many people who love Meryl Streep. They just adore her. They will not go to another Meryl Streep movie. because of.
And I'm sure that Meryl Streep is not shaking in her boots.
Well, that's sad then. The fact that she's decimated an entire industry and the fact that she's not dancing in her boots or whatever, shaking in her boots, that's sad, Gail. That's sad. The fact that box office receipts are off and the award show receipts are off and Meryl Streep doesn't give a rat's ass, that's sad is all I can say.
Listen,
to you.
I think it's different strokes for different folks.
It is.
Let's see it. Look, I don't go see scary movies ever. I think driving on the 101 is
I don't
scary.
Like them either. I'm not into horrors. I don't like, you know what I don't like, Gail?
What I don't do?
Gail, I don't like rape.
Don't say they're bad.
I don't like rape. I don't like murder. I don't like mayhem.
Yeah, but I don't say it's bad. I just say it's not my cup of tea.
Well, I say they're bad.
Okay, so I just want to share something with you right now.
Okay.
This is from Time Magazine, November 6, 2017. Okay. President Trump said the Texas church shooting that went on down there was a mental health problem. Right. But at the beginning of his presidency, he rolled back a regulation that would have made it harder for people with histories of mental illness to purchase guns. On February 2017, he signed a bill that undid a regulation from Obama's presidency, which said the Social Security Administration would have to report certain mentally ill recipients and people deemed unfit.
That's a story from a journalist. Did you check out all the sources? Did you check out the previous bill? Do you know that really happened?
I gave you the one from the New York Times, but I didn't want you to poo-poo it. That's why I picked Time.
Yeah, I'd rather read the Inquirer or the
75,000
you know,
names to the database.
Yeah, I don't read the New York Times anymore. I find that's the biggest gossip publication
on
the planet.
Just do a Google search that says President Trump rolled back gun laws for the most mentally ill
Trump
among us.
Rolls. I'm typing it now. Rolls back gun laws. All right, we'll look it up. We'll talk about it ahead here again. I find that fascinating.
What I put in was Trump gives access to guns to the most mentally ill.
All right, so let's talk to me about, so I love Dolly Parton because of what I said to you, everything she said. Dolly talk to me about the beloved Ryan Seacrest. What the hell is going on?
Oh, well, he had a stylist that he worked with who was terminated because she went to HR and said, listen, this guy is harassing me. He's grabbing me. He's putting his hand on my butt. He's being aggressive. They investigated it. They said that it didn't hold water. Okay. She said, I'm sorry, it does hold water.
Okay.
And then I believe, I'm not sure because this is yesterday and I didn't necessarily need this information in front of me today.
Right.
But I think a couple of other people came out as well. So he has a deal with E! And the deal was gonna be, he was gonna be on the red carpet. They were wondering what he would do. Well, it turns out he did show up on the red carpet.
He did show up. He did.
But none of the
The big entertainers did.
Of the big entertainers.
Wow. Yeah, they dissed him. That's what I hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there were no big names there on his red carpet. Boy, that's sad.
He had a partner in it. They may have come to Giuliana, but I don't think.
So why have they already incriminated him? Do we know it's true, Gail?
Well, we lost a senator because of that. We lost all these people like that. We lost Harvey Weinstein like that. It's all allegations. But
you
they
mean
all
allegations without being, I see. But
sure.
But Harvey Weinstein, that's like, there were like a gazillion of them, though. They were coming out of the woodwork,
okay.
No?
There's one director who has over 200.
Yeah, but do you think this really exists for Ryan Seacrest, Gale, or do you think this is made up?
You know, I have no idea. I don't. You know, you never really know anybody.
He doesn't seem to be that kind of guy, though, love. Come on.
You know, I just don't know. But you know what? They call it locker room talk.
Locker room.
I don't know.
They say he's the hardest working guy in showbiz. Is that correct?
Oh, well, he's doing a lot of stuff. Not as much as Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey's busy, too. Yeah. What do these guys do? They get all the gigs. Steve Harvey and Ryan Seacrest, they get everything. Would you tell them to send some my way, please? I could do some of that crap.
After I'm done with them, I just wanted to tell you about something I heard about this morning, which is called the United State of Women.
Right.
And it's about racial diversity and gender and equity. You know, Frances McDormand, when she accepted her Oscar last night, she talked about all the women that were actually taking control of their careers and actually going to initiate and produce films and so on. And she said, be sure and use an inclusion clause when you sign the deal, which means that 50% of the cast has to be diverse, racially and on a gender-wise. They are having a summit in May on the 5th and 6th in Los Angeles.
Right.
Because they say there's no real change happening in Washington, D.C., so they're having it in L.A. I guess they feel there'll be enough rich chicks here to be able to afford it. But it will address women having to do with equitable pay, childcare, women's health.
So it's a woman's deal then? It's
called United State Women, and they're
Well, it sounds like a good thing, Gail, no?
Yeah, they're proposing to create this movement, which I thought was pretty cool.
Well,
yeah,
I'm all about empowering women. You know that about me. And a strong woman, I believe, absolutely. It's why you're here today. That's why we're all here.
Yeah.
Well, it's why we do those shows on America Out Loud. But no, I think strong women are the key to a lot of this insanity, because the men have screwed it all up, Gail.
Well, let's just say they haven't behaved nicely.
Well, there's a lot of...
They don't play with others. They don't play well with others. Except
But, you know, I'd like to see equal playing field for everybody. That's what I'm about. Equal playing field for everybody across the board. The men, the women, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I don't care, whatever it is. Gender,
you know,
whatever.
I kind of like the... Vive la différence, you know.
Vive la différence.
I sort of like that whole idea, and I hope that none of this bleaches that out of the romance dance.
Hey, really, real quickly here, we got moments left here, but tell me what happened to Frances McDormand's Oscar. Was stolen, huh?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was temporarily stolen. It was stolen. Big story. It's trended on Twitter.
Last night?
A 47-year-old man was arrested for allegedly stealing it. A man ran off with McDormand's lead actress, Oscar, at the Governor's Ball, and Wolfgang Puck's photography caught him on camera, Los Angeles Police Department said. Wow. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Oh, my God.
Fascinated. Yeah. So, anyways, so it was stolen. I don't know if they got it. I guess they got it back or something. I don't really know.
Oh,
well, listen, let's...
That thing weighs 13 pounds. You got to put it down for a while.
You
got to
put it down.
But, you know, it's be like having a 13-pound purse. Forget about it.
I know. Well, there's a lot of... I love the... You know, there's a lot of trending stuff out there. Again, I want to just remind folks, before I ask you for your predictions here, I want to remind folks that, listen... Nozzle is every weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you'll catch it again at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, friends. And again, it goes to on demand. You can get it at Apple's iTunes or all of those after 7 every evening, Google Play or any of those, anywhere around the world you can get the show. But again, the live version, our apps, Android, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or any of the radio networks, you'll find America Out Loud Talk Radio. And again, 6 and 10 is the live version. Gail, it is so cool. Now, I want you to brace yourself here, and I want you to tell folks here what your prediction is, please.
Well, my prediction is that... Oh my gosh, that Robert Mueller hurries up. I'd like to put this behind us.
Amen.
If our country is being, if my country, I don't care what, I think everyone else should call it my country. You don't have to call it
Gail's
our country.
Gail's country, okay.
My country is under attack.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to some, I predict some sensible, gosh, you know, it's hard to say, but I predict, because this is, I'm wishing on this.
Now, if Mueller is pro, whether that comes out bad or good, you're okay with whatever the answer is, as long as...
Let the cards fall where they may, because I believe in the judicial system, and I believe in our government.
Well, that's well said, Gail. That's fair enough. That's honest and fair enough. And I think a lot of people would agree with that prediction that you just made. That'd probably be the hope of a lot of people. Well, listen, friends, I have two predictions. The first is, again, I think that I'm going to predict that if the, since our dear friend Gail is here, that if the entertainers out of Hollywood don't begin to be careful with their political comments and realize they're in the entertaining business and that they should entertain us all, I think they're going to find that the ratings are going to continue to drop, sadly, on this great and cherished pastime we all look at, entertainment out of Hollywood. So I hope they figure it out. I hope they'll go to Dolly Parton and take her advice, maybe. We'd like to get back to the movies and the great movies that everybody enjoys. My other prediction is we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Nozzle off.